Imhotep I is because he was the first to open the human body. If the human body was made to be open, it would have a zip on it. It doesn't have a zip on it. It was not made to be open. But we are going to overlook Mr. Imhotep I from Egypt in the first dynasty. We're going to skip over this man and we're going to go to Hippocrates. And maybe Hippocrates would shed light on what we are now expounding on. Hippocrates lived 365 years before Christ was born. This man cured every disease known to man. Hippocrates did. Long before Jesus was born, he was healing every disease. So when we say that only Jesus heals, no, we should say that only God healed, because Hippocrates was here 300 years before Christ was born. But Hippocrates, like Jesus Christ, was obedient to the dictates of God Almighty. Hippocrates cured every disease by using what? Herbs or chemicals? We find that Mr. Hippocrates didn't use any chemicals because there weren't any at that time. He used only herbs. And at the time of Hippocrates, there were no such thing as aloe vera. Comfrey.
Greetings, love and unity. This is Razor Radio, live and direct. The Mystic Day, so your presenter. So I hope you enjoy that episode from Dr. Sebi. Yes, on the field of vibration, live and direct. Next week, by God in power, I will continue the third episode about explaining the healing properties of plants, because it's very, very important to understand that every plant that has been on this planet was meant for a reason. So people, greetings, love and unity. Of course, Studio Belma Life will take over the place. Under the Mystic Presenter, I'm here. I'm going to leave you soon. So catch you back next week from Monday and Tuesday, 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening, in the Monday. So I want to just cool up the vibes. Yes, of course, on Tuesday, same time, same place. Razo Radio, live and direct. Under the Mystic Presenter. Yes, I am.
The cry is out. The earth is getting hotter without a doubt. The glaciers are melting in the north and south. Our lives are about to change. There is only one way to survive this. You got to purify your body, get rid of toxins. Pray unto the Father who lives within. The ego you have to tame. Survival is definitely for the fittest. It's not for who get the money or the fame the quickest. Just according to your actions and the way you live it. That is how the Most High I go give it. The sea level is rising, watch the table I turn. Plus the ring of fire around the coastal regions will burn. Check the kind of food you eat and type of drinks you consume. Listen up to the lyrics and the tune. Microorganisms are getting replaced. From the mountain to the sea, it is a different age. It's a time of revelation prophesied by the sage. The surge is the reason why you were made.
Yes, Niura.
Ocean need to bring a Ricky.
Global warming.
Food inside of people out of context and lame. It's the signs of the times, so what's surprising news? Things are occurring in sets of twos. Global warming, the cry is out. The earth is getting hotter without a doubt. The glaciers are melting in the north and south. Our lives are about to change. There is only one way to survive this. You got to purify your body, get rid of toxins. Pray unto Selassie, I will live within. The ego you have to tame. The hotter the earth, the more bacteria spread. Many more will have to suffer, plenty more are good dead. In the present and the future, no dramatic events. Purification time is so intense. Trucks will not be able to get supplies to you. It's so obvious, my people, you must grow your own food. Don't depend upon the system, you'll end up getting screwed. This a one, yeah, for sure it is for true. People must experience a radical shift, so they know living in love, it is a heavenly gift. In comedic history, have them things written in it. Out of dirt consciousness, me I dig it. Yo, amazing to the people is the works of the king. Once you disobey in principle, your neck a go ring. Love your neighbor as yourself and love the natural living. So it was in the beginning. Global warming, the cry is out. The earth is getting hotter without a doubt. The glaciers are melting in the north and south. Our lives are about to change. There is only one way to survive this. You got to purify your body, get rid of toxins. Pray unto the Father who lives within. The ego you have to tame. For a long time we warned them to stop the pollution. Now they must scramble for solution. Our climate has been through too much alteration. With government misinformation. The greenhouse gases like HFC. And the greenhouse gases like PFC. Are so highly generated in variety. Brought about by this industrial society. So tap into the liquid diet. Just try it. Experiment the raw food life. It's so nice. Ingest organic. Don't panic. Catch a warning. The trees produce the energy. Foods of all types. Tap into the fine art of fasting. Everlasting. Experiment the life of clean air and sunshine. Ingest what's better. Do better for your structure. The earth produce the fruits and the grains with enzymes. Global warming. The cry is out. The earth is getting hotter without a doubt. The glaciers are melting in the north and south. Our lives are about to change. There is only one way to survive this. You got to purify your body, get rid of toxins. Pray unto Selassie, I will live within. The ego you have to tame.
Poem shall speak of the wretched sea that washed ships to these shores, of mothers crying for their young swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Akhenaten, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians nor men of religion. This poem is knives, guns, bombs, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, Ashanti, Mama, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yohuru Yohuru, Yohuru Namibia, Yohuru Soweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem need to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speak, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no poet. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, her story, the story still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, the New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is fucking up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.
Will you please stand? First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge 1,000 Years. Some people call me Judge Better Must Come. I am from Africa, and I come to try all you politicians for selling out black people. In my court, only me talk, as I am vexed. This is the people's court. Now, what you have here today?
Well, Your Honor, we have defendants, Senator Sankey Singh and Senator Change Your Mind. Also here is Mr. Religious Belief, but I think we shall deal with the senators there at a later date. We will deal with Religious Belief.
All right, all right. Politician Sankey Singh and politician Change My Mind, you are brought here for tricking black people by promising them good living every 5 years. You have been selling out black people to foreigners.
Your Honor,
hush up and not finished yet. What you want to do? Promise me to? I see the rich getting richer and the poor dying.
Your Honor, fundamentally, if I might say something at this point in time.
Shut up! This is the people's court, and I'm not allowing any politicking here. If you disturb me again, I will give you 1,000 years of contempt of court. You are also charged for charging people too much taxes because of your mismanagement. Spending money, then taxing the people for it. You keep borrowing money from the IMF and the World Bank in the people's name. Continuing the oppression of black people by the same colonial masters. Why you can't learn? No so-called third world country have been able to break loose from these money hogs. You have black people in a vicious cycle.
If it wasn't for me, black people in this country would still be worshipping the Statue of Liberty. Well, tell me how come you changed your mind now?
Shut up! What you trying to do? Confuse the court? I am giving you both 1,000 years on the first account. From 1938 until now, you have been dividing black people. You're promising the people them right back into slavery. No, the only thing you have been truthful about is your thing about out of men one.
Your Honor, that was taken from my Uncle Sam.
Yes, because it's only one people that clean the street. It's one people that eat out of garbage heap. One people that cut sugar cane. One people in the sun and rain. One people that tile. And it's one people that see a collect the Kyle. And speaking of Uncle Sam, I shall also charge you for giving rise to crack and cocaine in this country by killing off the ganja plant that used to help our foreign exchange deficit. I am giving you 1,000 years for the crimes of Anthony Gurley, Godfather Don, and Mr. Crackstone.
But Your Honor,
shut up, you should be hanged. But I shall be lenient and give you both 1,000 years. I have been noticing that in your airports, only outgoing passengers are caught with drugs, but never a tourist. Yet we don't grow cocaine here, but it keeps getting more common and common.
But the tourist business is very vital to our national development.
Vital? Vital to who?
with your all exclusive hotels. Tourists will soon think that Negroes are next island by itself. You claim that the poor can't take no more, but you're not giving them anything. I see more Benz than Lada, and I hear that a car that costs 20,000 in Miami costs 800,000 a year. What you do with all those extra money at customs? You keep talking about tourist harassment. What you call what them doing with Jamaicans in foreign? Every day they're talking about Jamaican posse.
Your Honor, as you can plainly see, when I was in power, things were going to get right. I had all the white people with money on my side. All the brown people were starting to feel as if they were living in Miami.
But what about black people?
Well, as I was just getting around to them, I lost the election, Your Honor.
That is no excuse, Your Honor. Before him, black people were getting very self-sufficient. Brown people were starting to acquire homes in Miami.
That is because they were running away, Your Honor.
White people started to say, I and I are diary.
Your Honor, if it wasn't for him and his black ideology, we would reach much further.
Your Honor, him never have poor people on his mind. That is why we're having so much trouble now.
Your Honor, it's him change, not me.
Your Honor, him have a party of gangs. It's him say so himself.
Shut up. I see no difference between both of you. You both following the same thing that has and is still keeping down black people.
When you're not in power, Your Honor, it is easy to say this and that. But when you have power, it is very different. A different song you have to sing.
I am giving you both another 1,000 years. None of you have the solutions to black people's problem. I suggest you read the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey. Study him carefully, then I might just grant your pardon. And another thing, before on the beginning of the sentence, both of you should visit arcades and see how poor women run business from nothing. Let the domestic helpers show you how to use $130 to feed a family of six for 1 week. Now take them away.
Judge 1,000 years presiding. Your Honor, we have here Mr. Religious Belief and his henchman, Mr. Denomination. Mr. Religious Belief!
Mr. Religious Belief!
Please take the stand.
I am noticing that there's a new prosecutor here.
Yes, Your Honor. After the last trial, other prosecutor had to resign. Your Honor, I think both the gentlemen should take the stand at the same time, considering the magnitude of charges against them.
Mr. Religious Belief and Mr. Denomination, I see where you also have been promising black people, but you are even worse than the politicians. You promise them good living after they die. Yes, you say their reward is in heaven. It would appear to me that both of you have been to heaven already and have gotten yours. The charges are too numerous to mention here. Over 500 years, you have been wanted from ever since you sent your relative here. Yes, I am talking about the same Christopher Columbus.
Your Honor, the name is Christopher Columbus.
Hush up, Columbus, Combusus. It don't matter, he did come trick us. It was you who went to the Americas and Africa with your doctrine of civilizing the savages. You taught black people to pray with their eyes closed. When they opened them, you had their land and they had the Bible. With the Bible and gun, you robbed, raped, murdered our poor parents in the name of Jesus. You have divided black people into groups, causing them to distrust each other. The first charge is for misleading black people into their colorblind blindness. You have black people worshiping everything white as good. White Jesus, white winged angels, white Christmas. Even the songs talk about whiter than snow I long to be.
The Bible did say, though your sin
shall be as white as snow.
So, you're trying to tell me that if my sins are white instead of scarlet, God will accept my sins? And by the way, Michelangelo painting of his uncle. For years, black people keep revering this picture as the true picture of Christ. All your religious holidays originate in Europe. Everything in heaven is white. Everything in hell is black. It's a lucky thing Jamaicans start to visit hell and really see for themselves.
Your Honor, if I may be allowed to speak, our divine and beloved Father Pope.
Shut up! Dope or Pope, I will not allow you to ask any questions here. I have never heard anyone asking you any questions in one of your church services. You are also charged for collecting money under false pretense. You keep saying the church have no money, yet every little open land have a tent for a few months, then a massive building later. Did not your Bible say that your body is the temple of God?
Your Honor, Mr. Dean of Nation has been collecting money from people, saying that he can't get them into Miami via the Bahamas. Scheme, people have been jailed, sir, trying to reach Miami.
What? I thought you would be trying to get them to heaven via your church. You are also charged for misinterpretation. You have twisted the Bible to suit white supremacy. You have taken stories and quotes from other books much older than the Bible and made them into myths. Have you ever read the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
The what?
It is because of you why the DJs have no respect for our black women. You have painted a picture of women as the originator of sin. You have made women look inferior in all your religious books. You have been preaching a sexist doctrine to our people. From Eve till now, you have blamed women for the downfall of the world. You blame Delilah for Samson's stupidity. You have even placed sin on sex, saying that Mary was a virgin all her life. With these images, what do you expect from our people? You even have the earth as only 6,000 years old. Maybe the history of Europe is only 6,000 years, but black people have been here long before. Long, long before.
Your Honor.
Hush up. Didn't I tell you not to interrupt? You shall get an extra 1,000 years of contempt of court.
Your Honor, there's a certain denomination that has been given legal status here. That said denomination, I've been preaching for years that black people cannot enter heaven. Yet their recruiters travel around on bicycles, two by two, trying to win souls.
I have heard of this. I hear that they call themselves Church of the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ, or morons.
The word is Mormons, Your Honor. You have to understand that things change.
Hush up! Understand? Black people have been under the stand for centuries. These morons or Mormons, as you call them, should never be allowed into a country that is predominantly black to preach about God. You have been collaborating with the politicians to trick black people. You have branded voodoo and Obi and all African-oriented traditions as paganism. Yet you have the people going to church, trying to drink the blood of Jesus and eat his flesh. And I did hear you teaching them to pray, and I quote, "Lead us not into temptation." It is you they should be asking to lead them not into temptation. When since the Lord lead people into temptation that you should be asking him not to do it?
That was a slight misinterpretation.
Remember the baker. Remember the one who was swagging hearts. Remember the one who was using his mouth to orally rob hurt. All of these were collecting souls under false pretense. Mr. Religious Belief and Mr. Denomination, I hereby sentence you both to 1,000 years for swindling poor people by way of radio and TV. I also give you 1,000 years for each year that black people have been suffering since Columbus came here. Now take them away.
Oh, ne manquerai de rien. Il me fait reposer dans de verts pâturages. Il me dirige près des eaux paisibles. Il restaure mon âme. Il me conduit dans le sentier de la justice. À cause de son nom, à cause de son nom. Et quand je marche dans la vallée de l'ombre de la mort, je ne crains aucun mal, car tu es avec moi. Je ne crains aucun mal, car vous êtes avec moi.
Praises. signs. La Côte d'Ivoire est blessée. Ne tirez pas sur l'ambulance. L'Afrique est touchée.
Fashion. You love it with a real passion.
Antilliaans of Surinaams?
Brazo! Brazo!
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Brazo!
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo voor jong en oud.
Brazo!
I'm not fooling. I'm not a fan, yeah. Back to school and qui souffle dans l'air. Si tu écoutes prudemment, tu entendras l'air. C'est le premier avertissement, mais sûrement le dernier. Beaucoup d'hommes vont souffrir, beaucoup d'autres vont mourir. Demande pas pourquoi. Les choses ne sont plus ce qu'elles étaient. Je ne vous mens pas. Chacun doit affronter la réalité. J'ai beau essayer de trouver des réponses aux questions posées, j'ai beau essayer d'expliquer que le temps n'a jamais existé, je ne vous mens pas. Il y a un mystère naturel qui souffle dans l'air. Le souffle, c'est le temps. Si tu écoutes prudemment, tu entendras l'air. Un tel mystère naturel qui souffle dans l'air. Premier avertissement, mais sûrement le dernier. Beaucoup d'âmes vont souffrir, beaucoup d'autres vont mourir. Me demande pas pourquoi. Il y a un mystère naturel qui souffle dans l'air. Je ne vous mens pas. Écoute prudemment, tu entendras l'air.